After years of declining membership, Oswego's five Catholic churches are preparing to merge into one parish. WRVO's Payne Horning has more.
Alleluia.
Wednesday morning mass at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Oswego never garners a large crowd, but this week it's particularly small. Only six are worshiping. Attendance is much better on Sundays, but it too has dwindled over the years, according to Father John Hogan Jr., just as it has at every other Catholic parish in Oswego.
We've kind of gutted the body to the bone, you know? I mean, we're all just kind of hanging on. We kind of fight each other for people and their gifts and talents, for resources, money. We just cannot continue to go the way that we're going.
Oswego's five Catholic churches developed as a result of an influx of various European immigrants during the early 20th century. According to the Syracuse Diocese, there were nearly 13,000 Catholics here in 1910. That's fallen to 1,100 practicing Catholics today. Monsignor Jim Lang from the Syracuse Diocese says this pattern is familiar, and this consolidation is just their latest.
Just over 20 years ago, we had 171 parishes, and now we have 121 parishes, as parishes have taken a look at their resources and how to best carry on their mission. This is a process that's been happening in every diocese in America, either because of movement out of the Northeast or because of the influx of people in the South and Southwest.
Over the next year, the diocese will work with Oswego's priests, church leaders, and parishioners on how best to merge the five churches, and ultimately where to place them. Fran Lanigan, a lifelong member of St. Mary's, says she thinks it will make the local faith community stronger, but it will be difficult.
It's going to be painful. There's a lot of memories in a lot of these places, but those are places. And I think what we're really dealing with is, what is our real faith, and where do we go with that? And by coming together, I'm excited for it.
In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.